Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. This is Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. So over this weekend, my Tai Chi master was telling me the principle of Chinese medicine. Instead of just purely treating the symptoms, Chinese medicine practitioners target the root cause, and that is almost always caused by the imbalance amongst the cells. Now, after Jackson Hole, risky assets have been performing quite poorly. This imbalance seems to be the hawkish statements by the Fed and other central banks. The markets, once again, believe that the central banks would be hiking vigorously and growth would be put in the back burner. The root cause to all the troubles in risky assets year to date is, of course, inflation. But now it seems inflation may really be topping out, at least in the US. You have the July CPI figure not beating expectations as they did in May and June. You had a mixed non-farm payroll number earlier this month. Again, not a strong beat as it were for the preceding few months. You had the beige book last week, where it was noted that inflation may be topping out. So, all eyes will almost certainly be on the US CPI figure this coming Tuesday. At this stage, getting exposure to DMIG makes a lot of sense. We highlighted before that this asset class is currently giving 5% yield, and it was consistently at around only 2.5% yield over the last 10 years or so. Now, think further. In a scenario where you have slowing US CPI and the Fed, quote-unquote, erring on the side of caution by continuing its aggressive rate hike path, you would most likely see US 10-year yield having a knee-jerk rise before coming off. That actually maps with the current technicals very well. US 10-year yield is running into some serious resistance in the 3.25% to 3.5% zone. This is a case where the Fed would be over-tightening. You will need assets that can give you A, some income, while B, having some defensive qualities. And DMIG really fits the bill very well. Plus, there will be some upside catalysts in terms of capital appreciation. That will come when the Fed grows sensitive to weaker growth data later this year, or in early 2023, especially when this comes against clearer signs of an inflation peak. So it gives more room to cut quickly and sizably in need. That's all from me today. As always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details on the latest market insights, subscribe to Standard Chartered Money Insights.